wants us all to prosper.
在生活当中，神让我们每个人都要有丰盛。
Let's make it clear, God wants us all to prosper.
让我讲清楚这一点，神是想让我们每个人都可以亨通的，可以发达的。
It is biblical to invest your time and energy so that you can be blessed.
是属圣经的一个原则，是我们带我们来投资我们的时间和精力，以致让我们可以亨通，可以丰盛。
In the parable, when Jesus gave the parables of the talent and the miner, Jesus was talking about investing the money that you have.
当主耶稣讲到关于那个才能那个那些你才干那个一个比喻的时候，他主耶稣说你投资你的才干以致有收获。
And the one who did not invest, God never commended them. In fact, God told him off.
对那个拿着自己的才干没有做任何投资那个人，主耶稣没有给他任何的奖赏。
Our God is a God of increase.
因为我们的神是一个倍增的神。
However, because we are living in a fallen world,
但是因为我们活在一个堕落的世界
where we're living in a world system,
我们活在这个属世的一个系统当中
and the devil is free to attack people.
这个撒旦魔鬼在这世界上是很自由的来攻击众人
and we ourselves are disobedient to God.
但是我们而且我们自己很多时候是悖逆神的
It is not always possible for everyone to do well.
所以那个结果就是说不是每个人在世上都是过的一个很成功很丰盛的一个生命。
Because the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
圣经讲到说这个盗贼来是来偷取杀戮和毁坏的。
And in this world, we will suffer like everyone else.
所以我们基督徒活在世上会跟其他的人一样也会有苦难。
But that does not change the fact that God wants us all to be blessed.
但是这样的事实并不会改变一个真理，就是说，神是希望我们每个人都蒙福的。
It's a bit like God wants all of everyone to be saved.
就好像是我们说，神想要世人都得救。
Everyone to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
他想每个人都受圣灵的施洗。
But for whatever reason, we don't all have that.
但是不管是因为什么样的原因，这样的一个事实并没有发生。
And especially when you are called into the ministry.
特别是当我们被受呼召蒙召进入施工的时候
When God is asking you to carry the cross,
当主耶稣让我们要背起自己的十字架
that God sometimes will ask us to live a lifestyle where it does not look prosperous.
神可能很多时候要让我们活出一种生活方式并看上去并不是很蒙福很丰盛的
So therefore in life, we struggle for all kinds of reasons.
所以在生活当中我们因为各样的原因我们受到一些苦难。
So today, if you're one of those people that you don't have the very best of life,
所以我们今天如果我们当中有些人你觉得你的生活不是一个最佳的一个状态的时候
that you don't have all the blessings that you thought you would have,
可能你没有得到你所期待的那些祝福的时候
because many preachers promised that,
因为可能很多讲员那些牧师跟我们啊讲到有很多的应许。
But if you don't have that,The question to ask is, do you still trust God?
这个就是当但是如果你还没有得到这样的祝福和应许的时候我要问你的问题就是说那么你是不是仍然信靠神
It is easy to trust God when you have an answer to prayer.
当我们的祷告蒙应许的时候我们很容易信靠神
What about if God says no?
但是当神对你说不的时候呢
Same God.
同样一位神
By saying no to you, he's still answering your prayer.
那个对你说不的那个人 不的那位神同样也会应允你的祷告
Do you say Oh, okay Lord You trust him
你当你神对你说不的时候你会说哦，好吧神我还是愿意相信你
Or are you saying the devil's attacking me
或者你会说哦，魔鬼在攻击我了
Sometimes we give the devil too much credit in our lives
很多时候我们在生活当中给了魔鬼太多的那些给他
If you get a speeding, if you drive in the motorway and get a speeding ticket, you don't say the devil attacked you.
当我们在高速公路，我们自己超速被拿到罚单的时候，我们不会说是魔鬼在攻击我们。
How about taking responsibility?
但是我们自己没有承担我们的责任。
But if you are one of those people, you've done your best, you've been faithful to God, and yet you have not seen the blessing of God upon your life.
但是如果你是另外一种人你真的是用尽全力做到你应该做的然后你也顺服神来信靠神的话但是你并没有得到神所应许你的事情的时候
There are times in our lives where it's beyond our understanding.
那么这个时候，其实很多时候我们的生命当中有些时刻是超乎我们的想象的。
In the Bible, we see many examples of people who seem to do really well. It seems people who don't do so well.
在圣经当中，我们看见过很多这样的例子。有些人他们可能非常的丰盛亨通，有些人他们的生命并不是这样的好。
Whatever you find yourself in.
不管你处在怎样的一个光景当中
You have to trust that God is with you.
我们都必须要相信神是与你同在的
Whether you are rich or poor, it is only temporary.
不管你是富有也好你是贫穷也好这样的光景都只是暂时的
What's more important is when you stand before God, does he see a faithful servant?
但是最重要的是当我们站在神面前的时候我们是不是那一位被称为忠心良善的仆人呢
Or does he see a person who moaned and groaned about God for most of their lives?
还是我们是那种在神面前被神看作是我们在神面前不断的发怨言发牢骚埋怨的那个人呢
Or a person who spent most of the time disappointed with God?
或者是我们是那种大部分时间都是对神很失望的那种人呢
There's so much of God that we can experience here in this life.
在我们的这个在这个世上，我们有很多方式可以去经历到神。
So in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus has just taught his disciples how to pray.
这里在马太福音第六章，我们看到主耶稣亲自教导他的门徒如何来祷告。
And then Jesus began to talk about not to worry in life.
然后主耶稣接着说，不要为世间的生活忧虑。
And it is there we go through the passage.
然后这里我们看接下来那个经文。
And in verse 25 we read, Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what about your body, what you will put on, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
马太福音六章二十五节说所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑忧虑穿什么生命不胜于饮食吗身体不胜于衣裳吗
He said, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more than value than they? Which are you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?
然后二十六节说你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里他们的天父尚且养活他你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗
So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field how they grow they neither toil nor spin and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these
然后说何必为衣裳忧虑呢你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来它不 劳苦也不纺线然而我告诉你们就是所罗门极荣华的时候他所穿戴的还不如这一朵这花一朵呢
Now if God so clothes the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven will he not much more clothe you Oh you of little faith
三十节说你们这小信的人啊野地里的草今天还在明天就丢在炉里神还给他这样的装饰何况你们呢
Therefore do not worry saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear for after all these things the Gentiles seek for the heavenly Father, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things
然后说所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么这都是外邦人所求的你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you therefore do not worry about tomorrow for tomorrow will worry about its own things sufficient for the day is its own trouble
所以你们要先求他的国和他的义这些东西都要加给你们了所以不要为明天忧虑因为明天自有明天的忧虑一天的难处一天当就够了
You see Jesus spoke these words
这是主耶稣亲自所说的话
If you're reading your Bible it is words that are in red
如果大家读圣经的话可能主耶稣讲的话呢是红色的字
When you look at the life of Jesus himself He practiced it.
当我们看主耶稣他自己的生命的时候，他时时操练这样的一个原则。
He trusted God for his provisions.
他信靠父神给他所有的供应。
He never worried.
他从来没有忧虑过。
You see, here Jesus is saying, God so, he said, don't worry about what you would drink, what you would clothe, everything that we need every day, God has a way of providing you.
他说不要为你吃喝穿什么这些物质东西所忧虑，你每天所需的一些日用饮食神都一定会供应给你。
He's not talking about the person who's just lying there doing nothing and I said God will provide for me.
他并不是说一个人就是你什么都不做躺在那边神就天上掉馅饼了神就会给你
了。 He's talking to people who are working hard, who are trying to make an earnest living, who's trying to look after their family, and yet for some reason it's not working.
他是对那些人说他们真的是用尽全力在勤力的劳作要真的是 来有所赚取来供养他们的家人但是他们可能得到的收成并不是很好
talking about lazy people who don't want to work.
他并不是说针对那些懒惰的人不想做工的人来说的
But if today you are one of these people who hold down not just one job but two jobs and three jobs and you're working hard and you're saying God where are you?
但是对于我们当中有些人如果你真的不只是打一份工打两份工三份工但是你很勤劳的工作但是你说神啊你到底在哪里
I can't keep up with the gas bill I can't keep up with the petrol bills
我对于好像生活最基本的一些费用我都好像都不足够
Because the government no matter what the chancellor does it is not enough to really make a difference in our lives
好像不管政府的官员他们做怎样的一些改革变动好像我们生活的那些经济来源都总是不够。
So what is our alternative?
那么对于我们来说，我们呢还有什么其他的选择吗
？Let's go and rob a bank.
啊，难道我们要去抢银行吗
？No, Jesus didn't teach
不是的
us that.
主耶稣并没有这样教导我们。
But he said, look at the birds.
他说，你看天上的飞鸟。
Look at the flowers.
野地里的花。
The heavenly Father looks after them.
他说，你天上的父都来照管他们。
If you don't believe me, just before sunrise, wake up and go to a park or go look at your garden if you've got a big garden and look at the birds.
如果你不相信我的话，如果每天早上很早起来，在日出之前，你去公园里面观看，或者你在后花园里面看看，你看看在那草地上那些小鸟。
I've done this many times.
我自己做过很多次。
And lo and behold, you do see the invisible hand of the Father feeding them.
真的是很奇妙的看到一双隐形的手好像父神的手在喂养这些飞鸟。
They're excited.
他们非常的好像很开心。
They're not disappointed.
他们一点都不失望。
Wherever they go, they find food.
他们不管去到哪里都可以找到食物。
I said, look at the lawn is so big. How do they know exactly where to get the worm?
对，就是草地一片草地，他们为什么那个鸟这么聪明，就知道那里有虫可以吃呢
？But they know，
他们就知道啊。
God put something in them，
神放在他们的脑里面，放着一个特殊的一种。
Every morning you see the birds are very excited. They know exactly where to go.
那些飞鸟，他们看着就非常的兴奋，他们知道要去到哪里。
If you haven't done this, do it, and it will transform the way you see the Father.
如果你没有做这样的观察，鼓励你这样做，因为当你看了以后，你会真的对父神有一个颠覆性的一个改观。
Amen. Jesus is saying, if you look at nature, nature doesn't worry.
主耶稣说，当我们看到
Because he knows the Creator is responsible for looking after them.
当我们主耶稣说，当我们看一些自然的东西的时候，自然的东西他们不用忧虑，因为天父创造他们的天父会供应他们的所需一切。
Are you not glad that Jesus, when he was a man, he didn't come as a rich man?
我们是不是应该很庆幸说主耶稣道成肉身来到世上的时候，他不是以一个有钱人的身份来出现的。
He came as a man, as an example of how you trust God.
他是以一个人的身份，是如何信靠父神的一种身份出现的。
Study the word carefully. I made a list, and I just couldn't finish the list of examples of Jesus how he trusted God.
我自己的本子上写了一个单子，我写了很多主耶稣为我们所做的一个样式。
Let me give you a few examples of Jesus.
让我给你讲几个主耶稣的例子。
He didn't live in a posh area. He lived in a poor village.
他没有住在一个富人区，他住在一个很偏僻的一个小村庄。
And that is why the religious leaders say, these people of Galilee, why do we need to listen to them? Because they saw them as low down.
是，就算所以当那些宗教领袖看到主耶稣的时候，他就非常瞧不起他。他说是你是小地方来的人，为什么我们要听你说呢
？And they could hear from the accent.
他们是说你是加利利的人，你是为什么我们听得出他们的口音
？That accent is not what you want your children to grow up with.
就是那种口音，你不想你的孩子有继承这样的口音。
And that's why parents put their children in better schools so their children speak better accent English.
所以好像父母要竭力把你的孩子送到一些好的学校，让你的孩子出来以后讲的英文都很不一样，很高贵。
And yet Jesus grew up in that environment.
但是我们知道主耶稣却在一个非常偏僻的受人歧视看不起的一个小地方。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he told his disciples, the Son of Man does not even have a place to lay his head.
然后主耶稣对他的门徒说，他说人子连枕头的地方都没有。
He had to borrow a donkey.
他要借一个毛驴
to ride into Jerusalem.
他骑着毛驴进了圣城。
And when someone asked Jesus,
当有人问主耶稣
about giving tax, he said, "What? Show me a coin."
然后当时有人质问耶稣关于要不要纳税的问题，他说：“你给我一个铜钱。”
He didn't even have a coin to put in his pocket and show people. He had to borrow a coin.
那个时候他要讲这个跟大家讲这个问题的时候，他自己身上连一个铜板都没有，他要从别人身上借一个铜板。
He had to borrow a coin saying, you see Caesar, and he said, give whatever to Caesar, Caesar, give whatever to God is God.
他说当时他借了一个铜板说，他说如果铜板上印了有凯撒的话，那么就纳税给凯撒，如果是给神的就是给神的。
And when he was talking to Peter about paying tax, he had to go tell Peter to go and fish the first fish out of the sea.To find a gold coin in that fish, and they said, "Go and pay the tax."
当主耶稣让彼得去纳税的时候，他连纳税的钱都没有。他让彼得去捕鱼，然后从鱼的口中拿出一块铜板去上纳税。
What does that tell you?
这些东西告诉我们什么呢
？Jesus didn't have a single penny.
耶稣他的身上是身无分文。
Amen.You look at when he was hungry, what did he do? He went to a fig tree and he didn't see any figs. They got angry about it.
主耶稣他饿的时候他怎么做？去到无花果树下想摘一些无花果来吃，但是没有果子，所以他变得很生气。
When he fed the 5,000, did he have any food? He had to borrow a child's lunch.
当主耶稣用五饼二，他那为了饱五千人的时候，他自己没有任何的食物，他要借一个小男孩的午餐，五饼二鱼来做这个神迹。
That's our God.
这就是我们的神。
When I ask you to show me a coin, most of you can do this. Jesus couldn't.
当如果我叫你给我一个硬币的时候，可能你也随便就从你的包包里掏出来了。但是主耶稣他自己居然身无分文。
And when he died, he didn't even have underwear.
当主耶稣钉在十字架的时候，他真的是连遮体的衣服都没有。
Yet today, Jesus is the most glorious man in heaven.
但是如今我知道我们的主是最荣耀、最荣耀的那一位。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. Jesus was an example.
所以弟兄姊妹真的知道我们的主耶稣给我们做了最好的一个榜样。
He trusted God.
他真的是深深的信靠父神。
And a lot of the time, he had to rely on the women that followed him to provide for him.
很多时候他要靠那些跟随他那些妇女来供应给他。
And when he died, he didn't even have a tomb. He had to borrow a tomb.
当他死的时候，他埋葬他，他连埋葬他的坟墓都没有，而是另外一个约瑟的坟墓。
Many of us, when we say, "When I'm old, when am I going to get buried?" Because it's very expensive. Jesus didn't even had a place to be buried.They had to borrow a tomb for him.
所以我们很多人说我们死了以后我们可能要一个很有钱那个很好的一个坟地，但是我们知道主耶稣他死的时候连都要去借别人的坟地来埋葬他。
That's why when he said do not worry about tomorrow, listen to him.
所以当主耶稣说我们不要为明天忧虑的时候，我们真的要来听这句话。
He's not giving you a suggestion, he's giving you a command.
他不是给你一个建议，而是给你一个命令。
Do not is an imperative, not a suggestion. Do not worry.
这个英文说你不要这样做，就是给你的一个指示，一个命令。
Jesus never said, perhaps not worry. Maybe not worry.
主耶稣并不是一种模棱两可的那种语气，他说哦，你可能不用担忧，你不要担忧这样子。
He did not give his disciple a choice.
他并没有给他门徒有一个选择。
He's telling you and me, do not worry.
主耶稣给很清楚的告诉你我说，不要为明天担忧。
And we come to prayer, but God, I can't help it. God will say, do not worry.
但是很多时候我们来到主面前祷告的时候说，哦，主，但是我好像控制不了，我还是有些担忧，怎么办？但是神说不要担忧。
But pastor, what does do not worry mean?
然后你会问我说，牧师，这个不要担忧到底什么意思呢？
If you read in the King James, it said, take up not the thought. Don't take the thought.
如果看 King James 的版本，它的英文是讲说，不要把这样一个想法放在
And that is the Greek.
就是这是希腊文的那个解释。
What Jesus is saying, that worry does not originate from your mind or from your heart.
就说这个担忧这个想法并不是从你自己的心思意念里面出来的。
Do you know that? That's why God will never condemn you. Reason why is because the worry does not come from you.
所以就是当你们忧虑的时候，神也不会去定罪我们，因为这种忧虑的想法并不是从我们而来的。
It comes from the outside.
这是从着我们外在的环境引起的。
That is the key to stop worrying.
所以这才是让我们停止我们忧虑的一个关键。
When you see worry is an outside thought.
因为我们看把这忧虑做成一个外在的一种想法。
That's why the Greek is basically and King James is saying, do not take up the thought.
所以这个 King James 的版本的英文告诉我们说，不要把这样的想法放在里面。
And that's why Jesus said, "Do not, because you've got a choice."
神说我们不要这样做，就是说我们有一个选择。
If the worry originates from you, there is no choice.
但如果这个想法本身从我们里面产生的话，那么我们就没有的选择，对不对
？Jesus would then say, "Get rid of the worry."
那么主耶稣可能会说，如果会说，那你。排除这样的一个想法。
Break from the worry, be delivered from the worry. But he didn't say that. He said, "Do not worry."
但是主耶稣如果是从我们里面那个想法，他会说让我们从这个想法中得释放，或者打破这样的一个想法。但是与其主耶稣是说不要去忧虑。
In other words, don't receive that thought. Don't allow that thought to go into your mind.
所以反言之，那么就是说我们不要来接受这样的一个想法，不要允许这样的想法进入到你里面。
Brothers and sisters, I learned that lesson.
弟兄姊妹，我真的学了这样一个功课。
When God taught me this, right, I began to rebuke thoughts.
当我真的是明白这个道理的时候，我开始斥责这样一个想法。
How many of you sit there, you're watching TV or you're cooking, suddenly a thought comes in?
有多少人你在坐在看电视或者你突然你在做饭的时候，突然你的脑海当中进入一个想法
？And suddenly your blood turns cold.
突然你觉得你心都凉了你的血。
And you begin to fear, and you begin to worry.
突然你就觉得好像自己很害怕很焦虑。
Why is it external?
为什么是一种外在的一种感觉呢
Because worry is actually fear.
因为其实这种焦虑就这种忧虑是从惧怕来的。
And fear is a spirit.
这个惧怕也是一种惧怕的灵。
It's there to attack you.
是在攻击我们。
Every single day,A spirit, worry, anxiety attacks you.
所以每天这种焦虑的灵、担忧的灵来尝试着攻击你。
As a thought,
以一种意念的形式来攻击你。
What you can do is, I bind you in Jesus' name, get out of here.
所以你能做的就是很简单，做一个祷告，奉耶稣基督名，我捆绑你，并且命令你离开。
Guess what? It works.
大家猜一猜，怎么样行得通
？Every time when the thought comes, I bind you.Get out in Jesus' name.
每次有这样的想法出现的时候，就奉耶稣基督的名捆绑他，命令他离开。
Okay, let's have a practice.
那我们来操练一下。
Anxiety now is coming to your mind.
As a
thought is coming.
突然有一个焦虑的想法进入你来，尝试要来影响你，攻击你。
Oh, your husband's been unfaithful.
Oh, I bind them in Jesus' name.
That's it, amen. You're gonna lose your job.
I bind it in Jesus' name. Get out of me.
Amen. We bind it in Jesus' name. Get out of me. This is not my thought.
对，当我们有一些不好的想法的时候，进入我们的意念，那我们就奉耶稣基督的名捆绑这些想法，命令他离开你的意念。
What I say is this: I bind you in Jesus' name. Get out of me. This is not my thought.
然后你说奉耶稣基督的名，我们捆绑你，并命令你离开，因为这不是属于我的意念。
I refuse to take you. I refuse to take that thought.
我并且我拒绝来接受这样的一个想法。
This thought does not belong to me.
这个想法不是属于我的。
That's what Jesus is saying.
这才是主耶稣真正要告诉我们。
Now do you see, brothers and sisters, Jesus was not telling the disciples of, do not worry, as though he's telling them off. No, he's saying, don't take up the thought. He's doing it as a father. He's doing it as a brother. He's kind and he's loving.
所以主耶稣这里就要告诉他的门徒说，你们不要为明天忧虑的时候，他并不是在指着他们责备他们，因为他们忧虑了，但是反而说你要做选择，去拒绝这样忧虑的想法进入到你，以一个父的身份，一个弟兄的一个身份，以慈爱的一种心态来劝告他们。
So brothers and sisters, what happens if a thought comes?
所以弟兄姊妹，当这样的想法进入到你的意念当中的时候，怎么做呢？
Next time pay attention, did it come from outside? Does it come from here?
下一次大家注意留意一下，你是觉得这个想法是从外面来的呢，还是从你里面出来的呢？
You will discover it's like that. It comes like that.
你会真的很明显的注意到，真的是从外在这种方式进来的。
You know, in my life, I've been worried about things for something like two. I was worried about a particular thing for about 2 years.
在我生命当中，我有遇到过这样的情况，就是我为一些事情担忧了整整两年。
Every single time when it comes, I say, oh yeah, oh no, my blood turns cold.
每次我有这个想法进入到我里面的时候，我说，哦，就整个人很消极，就很担忧。
And then I began to pray, Lord, how, and I began to read this over and over again, but how do I overcome?
然后我就跟神祷告，我也读这个经文，说哦，不要忧虑。但是我说，主啊，我应该怎么去胜过这样子的一个想法呢？
And when I realized this truth,
但是当我真的明白这个真理的时候
，I stop worrying about that thing.
我停止为那件事担忧了。
After 2 years, it never happened.
然后两年之后，我之前所担忧的那件事情一点都没有发生。
How many of you have spent time and energy worrying about something that never happened?
我们有多少人真的是花了很多时间为一些事情发生，但是我们担忧的事情真的是。完全没有发生过。
Because you are convinced it's going to happen next week, next year, the year after next.
就是你很确信说，哇，你这个事情可能明年或者下年或者过段时间会发生。
And you keep worrying day after day, week after week, month after month, it never happened.
所以你年复一年，日复一日，你为这个事情担忧，但是其实这个事情根本都不会发生。
Then I realized it was the enemy's deception.
后来我意识到这是从仇敌来的一个欺骗。
So every single time now, when a thought comes to try and worry, you bind it in Jesus' name.
所以每次当有这种担忧的灵尝试来攻击我们的时候，我就奉耶稣的名捆绑、负责。
Even if that situation is real and it is a real problem, if you bind that thought, you won't see it the same way.
所以就算你面对的那个光景是真实的，可能有个问题在那边，但是你用这种方式来斥责了捆绑的时候，那么你以不同的眼光来看待这个事情。
When that problem finally comes, it sounds so big, sounds so grand, but when it arrives, it's just a tiny little mouse.
可能就是当你
You don't see it great anymore.
可能是你想的那个问题还没有来到之前，你觉得非常的好像很强大，很大一个问题，但是真的发生的时候，可能只是一个很小，好像个小老鼠一样很小的问题。
So whatever is worrying you today, bind it in Jesus' name.
所以今天你不管你为什么事情担忧都好，奉耶稣基督的名捆绑这样的想法。
But then you say, Pastor, this is real though. This is real.
但是你会说，牧师啊，真的这个我担忧的事情是真的呀，真的有这个事情啊。
I've got a real problem.
我真的有这个问题啊。
It's not an external thought, this is real.
你说不是从外面来的一个想法，是一个真正的问题。
So what does Jesus say about it?
然后这里主耶稣讲什么呢？
Let's go back to verse 34.
让我们回到马太福音六章三十四节。
And here is the second key.
这里是第二个要点。
You live your life one day at a time.
就是你一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Because if you cannot see God's blessing today, you will worry about tomorrow.
问题就是，如果我们今天都看不到神的祝福，那我们很自然会为明天担忧。
If you can see God blessing you today, solving problem today, then you got faith for tomorrow.
如果你今天你见证了神的信实，你见证了神的祝福在你生命当中，那么你就会有勇气和信心去面对明天。
See, many of us are worried about tomorrow, next week, next year, when I retire, before I retire.
很多时候我们担忧的是为明天担忧，为下个星期，为下一年的事情担忧，为我退休以后的事情担忧。
We worry about things that are far, far away.
我们为一些可能很久以后才会发生的事情担忧。
As soon as your son, your daughter is born, you're worried. Is he going to get married? Is he going to find a wife?
当你可能你的孩子刚刚出生的时候，你就为他们以后的婚姻、他们的伴侣，你就在担忧了。
What school would he get? Is he clever? Is she clever? What's that? You can have many, many things worry the day when your child is born.
就是可能当你孩子刚出生的那一天，你就应该为他们以后成长的很多要面临的问题，你就开始担忧了。
You can spend the next 21 years worrying school fees, etc. And you worry.
然后可能你在接下来21年当中，你每一天都可以为不同的问题事情去担忧。
But if you can see how God is blessing you today,
但是如果当你今天你看到了神在你生命中的祝福的时候
，If He can do it for today.
如果今天做了今天就够了。
If he can look after you today,
如果神今天可以照顾好你。
He can look after you tomorrow.
他同样明天也能照顾。
Today is the day that you find evidence of God in your life.
今天我们在今天这一天找到神看顾我们的一个证据。
You don't look for God tomorrow, you look for God today.
你不是在明天的在未来的光景当中来寻找神，你要在当日当时当日来寻找神。
Because if we focus on tomorrow, you will not have the faith for tomorrow.
因为如果我们的专注是在明将来未来的时候，那我们不会有信心去面对明天。
And so Jesus is saying, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，不要为明天忧虑。
Again, he said, do not take up tomorrow's thoughts.
他说，不要为了将来的明天要发生的事的这种忧虑。
He said, let tomorrow worry about itself.
他说让明天自有明天的忧虑。
He said, today there is enough problems for you to solve.
今天已经有足够的难处和问题要你去面对和解决了。
Today is the day that you see how God delivers you.
你要在今天去见证神如何来释放你。
Today is the day that you still see you got money to pay bills. You got food on the table. Your children are fine. Your house is not leaking. Everything is fine.
所以你看我们今时今日我们今天的日子我们有足够的供应给我们的家人我们的孩子还是健康的我们仍然要在一个好的状态生活的时候我们就有
If God can give you grace today, He's got plenty of grace tomorrow.
如果今天神有恩典给我们那么明天同样会有恩典给我们。
Because a lot of the things that we worry about, it is a deception. We made it up in our minds.
因为很多时候我们所担忧的东西都是一个欺骗的东西是我们自己想出来的。
Because nobody can predict what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow does not exist.
因为没有任何人可以预测明天会发生什么事情。
Am I right?
明天都还没有发生。
Tomorrow does not exist.
因为明天都还没有发生还没有存在。
Yesterday does not exist anymore.
昨天过去了也不复存在了。
The only day that exists is today.
只有存在的那一天就是今天。
Tomorrow, yesterday, you can't do anything about it.
过去的昨天已经过去了，你也做不了
什么。It's happened already.
因为已经发生了。
You can't change it.
你不能做任何的改变了。
But there's one thing you can do is today.
你唯一能做的有做到的事情就是今天。
You can stop that anxiety. You can stop that thinking today.
因为你可以停止这样一个想法，停止这个焦虑，停止这个担忧，
Jesus、
今天就可以做到。
Today's burden is already enough. Why add on tomorrow's theoretical problems?
他说：“今天一日的忧虑已经够了，为什么要把明天还没有发生的事情的忧虑就再加添给你自己呢
？”Do you honestly think if you had a few million pounds in your bank that you'll be okay in 10 years' time?
你真的会觉得说，如果你的银行里面有几百万的存款，那么你可能几年之后你会没有什么问题吗
？I still remember when I first started putting money into my pension, The pension man said, yeah, when you retire, you'll be really good, very well.
我记得我刚刚在在放存款进入我的退休金的时候，当时那个卖保险的跟我说，他说，哦，你退休的时候，你真的是会非常非常棒。
You have nothing to worry about.
你会衣食无忧的。
Look at how much money you can retire on.
他说你退休的时候，你看你会拿多少钱，退休金。
Who would have guessed? Who would have guessed 20-30 years ago and today, houses was only 100,000, today is a million.
但是有多少人知道在30年前的价钱和30年之后的价钱是完全不一样。那个时候100,000的房子现在可能要100万。
See, the insurance man will never tell you.
但是那个保险卖保险的经纪不会告诉你这样的事实。
But then he said, yeah, but then that's a long time ago. But how do you know? Look at this one year.
可能你会说那是很多年前的事情，但是我们看看最近一年发生的一些改变。
So Jesus is saying, even the I'm saying to you, even the insurance man can't even predict.
我在告诉大家说，就算那个卖保险的人，他都不能预测将来。
But they're all trying to be profits.
他们都想有利润。
They're all trying to project future.
他们都想来预测未来。
But how many people can actually honestly predict future correctly?
但是有多少人可以实际上正确的来预测未来呢？
Only God can.
没有别人，只有神。
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, we be responsible. We invest. We buy insurance, doing all the things a good human being would do. But you cannot rely your life on it.
是的，我们可以做我们力所能及的。我们买保险，做各样投资，来做为将来做打算。但是我们的未来不是取决于这一切的。
Because if you can take care of your relationship with God now, and you practice binding those thoughts.Tomorrow, 10 years time, 50 years time, you'll be living in peace.
所以如果我们现在操练我们跟神的关系，我们来拒绝这样焦虑的想法的时候，我保证你在10年之后、50年之后，你都会有着一个很平安的生活。
And if we could see how God is faithful each day,
让我们每一天在见证神的信实的时候，
Listen, brothers and sisters, what gives you confidence and faith about God is each day.
给我们信心来继续信靠跟随神的是我们每一天的工作功课。
We who worry, is today all right?
我们担忧的是今天不是吗？
If God, watch God solve one problem after another.
亲自的见证神是把我们的问题一个一个的解决。
And I used to say to God, but God, look at me, I've got all these problems at work.
但是我经常 我记得我以前经常对神说，实在你看我在我的工作公司里面这么多的问题。
And then the Holy Spirit, just watch me solve problems today.
然后圣灵来提醒我说，你来看我为你今天解决你的问题。
So therefore I used to put my tie and go, okay, Lord, I want to see you solve problems today.
然后所以我就当时就正装出发说，主啊，我要看你为我解决问题。
I know today there is a big problem.
因为我知道今天就有一个很大的问题。
Because why is a big problem?
因为为什么是有很大的问题呢？
Because I spent a lot of good time worrying about it.
因为我花了很多时间来担忧这些问题。
So I was really worried that this problem is going to be super duper big.
所以我就真的相信我面对的这个问题会超级超级大。
And when I get to work,
然后我去到公司以后，
lo and behold, that problem disappears.
然后去到以后，发现我一直超级超级担心的那个问题居然消失了。
It never happened.
原来从来没有发生过。
And at other times when that problem was so huge, when I arrived at work, it became so small.
就当时我去公司之前担忧那个很大的问题，当我去到公司以后变成一个很小的问题了。
And another time when I go to work, that problem, somehow, somewhere, it gets solved.
然后那有的时候我去到公司，我很担心的那些问题，不知道很奇妙的一些方式跟原因被解决掉了。
It gets solved without my wisdom.
然后就是用我想不到的那种方法，我的智慧就给解决掉了。
Another problem, God gives me that wisdom to solve it.
或者有的时候面对一些问题，神会给我一些很特别的智慧，我去解决它。
And after many days, you see God solve one problem after another problem after another problem differently.Using different ways.
然后每一天是我见到神用不同的方法帮我解决不同的问题。
And then God said to me, don't you think that I can do this?
然后神总经常会质问我，你难道不知道我可以做这个吗？
And I said, God, my problem is just too big for you.
然后我会对神说，神啊，我的问题对你来说就是太难了。
He said, as a sign, I will show you how I'm going to solve your problem.
然后神说，为了向你证明，我会让你看到我怎么解决这个问题。
He said, but someone need to help me. I said, someone need to help me.
Did you say to God?
Yeah.
哦，然后我对神说，哦，那可能我需要有人帮助我。
I said, I'll show you.
神说，我会向你显明的。
And then that day, one phone call after another phone call, people say, Joshua, I want to help you.
然后哦，因为我对神说，我想有人帮助我，所以那天我就接到电话，一个接一个电话来打来说要帮助我。
I was talking to them in a just a normal conversation. Yeah, but I help you. That phrase, I will help you, appear three times.
然后我在跟他们谈话当中，那个他们对我说我会帮你，就出现了三次。
And then God said to me, "You see?"
然后神说，嗯哼，我是不是对你说了
？He said, "You trust me to solve problems."
你是不是相信我能帮你解决问题呢
？Because nothing is too difficult for him.
因为对于神来说，没有任何难成的事。
So each day when you see the miraculous God solve each problem, it builds up your faith for each day.
所以每一天我们看见我们的神用奇妙的方法为我们一个一个问题解决的时候，真的是会增加我们的信心，一点一点的加增。
Until you get to a place where I don't care about tomorrow anymore.
直到我们到一个地步，你的信心大到说我不会再为明天担忧的时候。
Because when I arrive at my tomorrow, God's there.
因为我相信当我去到明天的时候，神会在那里。
The problem that you're worrying about that's going to happen one year's time, God will be there.
当我们所担忧的那个一年之后会发生的问题，在那个时候，在那个地点，神会在与我们同在。
That's why the words of Jesus are absolutely 100% true.
所以主耶稣的话是100%的准确。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, just to recap.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们再总结一下我们刚刚所提到的。
Jesus has given us the example.
主耶稣为我们做了一个最好的榜样。
With his own life.
用他自己的生命
How he trusted God every day.
他如何每一天来信靠父神
Jesus tells us not to take up the thought. Second thing.
主耶稣说让我们不要 来接受这个忧虑的想法
It belongs outside to you.
他说这是从外在来的一个想法
But when you do have problems.
但是当我们确实遇到问题的时候
There isn't any problems that God can't solve.
没有任何问题是对于神来说太解决不了的
But the problem he's solving is today's problem, not tomorrow's.
但是主要为你解决的是你今天的问题，并不是明天的问题。
So you trust God today.
所以我们就是在每一天当下来信靠神。
And let him worry about your tomorrow. Let him worry about your tomorrow, not you.
让神来为你的明天担忧，而不是你去担忧你的明天。
Because God told us that.
因为这是神亲自对我们说的话。
And if you do not experience this, open Matthew chapter 6.Say to the Holy Spirit, sit down here, Holy Spirit. Verse 25 says, verse 26 says, and quote it back to God.
所以如果你觉得你做不到的时候，就让你的房间坐下来，打开马太福音第六章25节和26节，然后邀请圣灵坐在你的面前，把经文对他说：“圣灵，这是你说的，你帮助我。”
You say to the Holy Spirit, when I read it in the English or Greek, Chinese or Hebrew, it all says the same thing. I should not worry.
你对圣灵说：“你说不管我是用英文、中文、希腊文还是阿拉伯文来读，都是同一个意思，说我不要为明天担忧。”
Sometimes we need to quote scriptures back to God.
那时候我们要用经文来跟神对话。
And I'm telling you, when you experience the power of God on a daily basis, delivering you from small things, it gives you a tremendous faith for tomorrow.
所以真的，我告诉大家，真的，如果我们在每日的生活当中经历到神的一种奇妙的大能的时候，会极大的鼓励到我们的信心。
I pray that all of us collect each day.As evidence that God is faithful for tomorrow.
我真的鼓励我们每一个人都是在每日的日常生活当中都来收集神为我们做工这种信实。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊
，We are so grateful to you.
我们非常非常的感恩。
That your Son Jesus taught us these words.
真的，神，你的儿子教主耶稣，你教导我们这些话语。
Help all of us, O God, not to be anxious about anything.
主啊，求你帮助我们每个人不要为任何事忧虑。
Not to take up the thoughts.
不要来接受这个忧虑的想法。
But learn to trust you for each day.
帮助我们在每日的生活当中来信靠你。
God, I just pray that you make it a reality in my life and in everybody's life today.
主啊，让你让这个事实在我们每个人的生命当中变成一种真实。
For brothers and sisters online.
主啊，甚至对给我们在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
For the mothers who are worried about their children.
对那些为孩子担忧的母亲。
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to comfort their hearts.
父啊，奉耶稣基督的名，我祷告，求你亲自来安抚他们的心。
To give them the faith.
求你给他们有这样的信心。
To increase our faith.
主啊，求你增加我们的信心。
To trust that God, everything is in your hands.
让我们信靠神说万事都在你的手中。
So I want everyone online and here in the church.
我要我们在我们教会当中每个人和在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
Pray in your heart, say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about things that come from the external.
让我们真的对神祷告说，父啊，我真的是不要从外在来的很多那些事情而担忧。
I'm not going to allow those thoughts to come into my mind.
我不会允许这样忧虑、这些焦虑的这些想法进入到我的里面。
I'm going to trust you each day.
我要每一天都来信靠你。
And each day, Father, show me your grace.
主啊，在每一天都求你亲自的向我彰显你的恩典。
That I can grow in confidence in you.
让我可以在你里面有信心的成长。
Holy Spirit.Speak to me.
圣灵，求你亲自对我们说话。
Reveal the Father's love for me.
真的向我们彰显父的爱。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Hide me now.
好，让我们一起来敬拜。
Shibarakas. Let's all worship Him.
让我们来敬拜。
And allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us.
让圣灵亲自来在我们心中做工。
Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us.
求圣灵来在我们心中做工。
Expect Him to minister to you.
来期待圣灵来触摸你。
Those of you online, expect the Holy Spirit to touch you today.
对于在网上的弟兄姊妹，你也期待神今天要来触摸你。
Especially the mother.
特别是我们当中做母亲的。
You got a child, a girl that is 3 to 4 years old.
你有一个三到四岁的孩子
，About that sort of age，
大概这个年龄。
Don't worry，
主对你说不要担忧。
In the name of Jesus，
奉耶稣基督名。
And also somebody's knee.
还有人膝盖有问题。
You come forward when we pray for you.
请你来到前面，我们为你祷告。
Also someone you're suffering from some kind of headache or some kind of sharp pain in your head, mind here.
或者你有人经历头痛，或者有头大脑里面有剧烈有刺痛的话。
Okay, with ministry team, can you pray for? Come. Somebody's heel, somebody's knee, and somebody's head.
有脚踝、膝盖，还有头痛的。
It doesn't matter how small it is. Let the Holy Spirit touch you. Those of you online, if you are suffering from that today, let the Holy Spirit deliver you in Jesus' name.
不管你觉得那个疼痛多么小，都来前面，我们来为你祷告。
And maybe somebody here today, your heart has an issue. I'm talking about a physical problem in your heart.
如果我们当中你的心脏，你觉得有问题的。
You come forward as well. God, our ministry team will pray for you.
请你来到前面，我们的施工团队为你代祷。
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你主。
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come forward.
大家不用害羞，我们来为你祷告。我这里个脚痛，我这里个头痛。
或者你的心有问题，等我们为你祈祷。好，如果你的脚踝、你的膝盖，还有你头痛、有头痛的问题，还有心脏的问题，我们再为你祷告。Father, I ask you to release your healing power.
主，求你现在释放你医治的能力来医治。
Name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Father, I ask you to deliver us. From every infirmity. From every problem and every trouble that we face. I'm so grateful for your mercy.
主啊，真的是为你的怜悯，我们献上感
恩。
还有你的良善。
So、I ask you to bless every family.
主啊，求你来祝福我们这里的每一个家庭。
Here in this church today and those who are online.
把我们实体教会还有我们网上的每一个家庭。
And you touch the families.
求你来触摸每一个家庭。
And may you bring them closer as families during this Easter.
主要在这个复活节的当期间，让我们作为一个家庭来更加的亲密。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
For your goodness and for your mercy.
主为你的良善，为你的怜悯慈爱，我们献上感恩。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If anybody else need prayer, come forward. We pray for you.
好，大家请坐。如果你有任何需要，那我们来到前面，我们为你祷告。神祝福大家。Thank you.